The big issue as well is for the US to debunk and destabilize the access that goes from Iran to China and also Russia. And only then people like Jared Kushner will appreciate the fact that possibly they can implement the peace board, the extension of Abraham Accords, and reshape this region, for which they also have a vision, an ambition, and their own ideology. And we'll see in the coming days how their own strategy applies on the ground.
Sarah Krebs, speaking of China, we've had in the last days talk about intelligence sharing on the part of Beijing for Tehran. Your thoughts on, again, is this more than just the United States versus Iran? And what is the role of China in all this?
Yeah, this seems like classic realpolitik on the ground, which is sort of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right now, it seems as though there are these kind of two worlds, U.S. allies, China, its allies, and then these kind of the Indias of the world that are trying to navigate the middle. And so it's not surprising that China is trying to align a little bit with Iran in order to push back in a balance of power kind of way against the United States, because that's kind of what these spheres of influence are right now. So it's not surprising at all.